Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has made for us. And we are grateful unto the Lord. And let me encourage you from the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 9. It says, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Isn't that amazing? God so loved us that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, so that we will live through him. The word used there is we might live through him. What does that mean actually is that it calls for our choice of allowing Jesus to change us and abiding in him so that we might live through him. So the more we make an effort to be in the presence of God and to have an intimate relationship with Jesus, the more we'll understand the power of eternity and the power of life that flows from Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, we must never underestimate the power of love in our human relationships, whether marriage, because it starts there, family, business association, or friendship. The divine love of God for man far excels all other forms of love. That's how he loved us. He loved us so dearly that for man, Jesus came on this earth, died for us on the cross of Calvary, paid the price for our sin. He was so interested in our welfare that we will be reconciled with God and that we will have that communion of the Holy Spirit and that we will live through him a victorious life on this earth. I also like what Apostle John says, the perfect love of God casts out all fear, because fear hath torment, it tortures us. And therefore, when our hearts are filled with the love of God, perfect love of God, casts out all fear. That means if our hearts are filled with the agape love of God, it removes any and every form of fear, whether of the present or of the future. So can we put our trust in Jesus? Can we put our trust in Jehovah? Because he loved us so dearly that he will be glorified in our lives, right? So today, God's love must dominate our hearts, minds, and wills. Pray that this will become increasingly true in your life. It's very important, my dear brothers and sisters. One thing I always pray for myself is, Lord, fill my heart with agape love. Lord, fill my bowels with compassion. Lord, fill my mind with the mind of Jesus. Help me to love my enemies. Help me to love my brothers and sisters. Help me to love my family. Help me to love my community. And with God's grace, he gives the grace to practice that love that he has enshrined in his holy scriptures. It is supernatural. Hallelujah. We need the supernatural dose of the Holy Spirit today, so that we can live the way Jesus wants us to. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. We are honored. We are, O Lord God Almighty, privileged to live in the land of the living. Lord, to glorify your name. The breath in our nostrils is your breath, O God. Our hearts beat with the rhythm of life is but because of your grace and mercy. Lord God Almighty, if we have health and strength, it is by your grace and mercy. O Lord God Almighty, and therefore I pray, O Lord, that once a man goes into the grave, he cannot praise you. Therefore I pray that, Lord, you'll give us that grace to praise you whilst we live, to live our lives well-pleasing to Jesus whilst we are alive on this earth, that we live our lives of love and harmony and peace in our marriages, in our families, in our community, in our church, in everywhere around us. O Lord, in our workplaces, that the name of Jehovah will be glorified. Father, I pray that you will give grace to your people as they step out to their jobs and to their businesses and running the errands for the day. I ask for your glory and for your grace to abide upon them, O Lord, to abound upon them. I ask for your wisdom and strength. Lord, I ask for your knowledge and understanding. O Father, be their portion. And I pray that you will bless them, enlarge their territory, increase their borders, take away every pain from their midst, O Father. That's what I pray. I also lift up the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father God. I release your healing virtue to flow into their bodies. I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I command it, get out and enter into that body again, no more. And Lord, I send forth healing into their frames. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, we bless you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And God be with you. Bye for now.